welcome to another eventful episode of this podcast. It's me, Sidekick James, a.k.a. Black Bok Choy, coming from Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's your wonderful host, a guy that Nick Cannon says is not the original Jews. Here's Pauly Shore.
It's not the original, right? Oh my God, she's crazy, dude! Right here, right here, right here. Like this. We like each other, right?
Like each other.
What about James? James, what's up, like this? I hope you're having a good time. I just took some ecstasy. I fucked up, man. You're not supposed to do drugs on camera. But I'm like, fuck it. No, I'm just kidding. Cut the music. I'm not on ecstasy. I'm just kidding. Just playing. But everyone always thinks, what, Bok Choy?
That you're always on drugs, man.
But I'm what?
But you're sober. It's not cool.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm fucking sober, but I'm saying, you know, I'm not a sober man.
Yeah.
I don't go to AA with the chip. Anyways. Welcome to my podcast. I'm the host. My name is Pauly Shore. It's called Random Rants. This is when we randomly rant on different things. We just kind of bungee jump. And there's no stopping. We edit as we go along. There's no post-production. And I want to bring Soon Lee out. Soon Lee. Bring your cards. This is how the game is played. We got rant one right here. Rant one. Rant number two, and rant number three. There you go. All right. Cool. She's the rant girl. Thank you. All right. Thank you. And Bok Choy, tell us what the three rants are today.
All right, guys. So three rants is going to be Vegas recap for the first rant. Second rant is comedy store documentaries. And rant number three, get out and vote.
And tell us about the guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see him in Encino Man in the Army. He is a very famous voice actor for the Goofy movie, Leaning Tower Teaser. And also, he's in the Guest House movie that just came out. Ladies and gentlemen, Pauly Shore!
Yeah, dude. There's... Cut the music. All right. Anyways, give it up to our guest, Pauly Shore. Everybody clap.
Whoa. What the fuck? Pauly.
What?
We didn't sign up for this shit.
What are you talking about?
Where's our guests, man? We signed up to be with celebrity guests, man. What the fuck?
This is random rants, dude. There might not be fucking guests on here. I might be interviewing my fucking self, dude.
Pauly, well, man, I only showed up here because you told me Celine Dion was going to be here.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I had to get you here somehow. I mean,
Oh my God. I'm calling my agent.
You wouldn't have come.
I'm calling my agent.
No. Wait, you guys.
This isn't what we signed up for, Pauly.
What?
This is not what we signed up for.
Yeah, but you guys, here's the deal. It's called Random Rants. So it's like there might be a fucking guest or might not be a guest. And you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Okay, I know a lot of people think I'm losing my fucking mind, and I kind of am in a way. But the way that the show originally started, it was just me kind of by myself kind of randomly ranting on stuff, because that's really what life's about. We all just kind of, I mean, you drive in your fucking Toyota Celica and you do what?
Yeah, I rant by myself all the time. Talk to myself.
So sometimes you don't need what?
I don't need anyone else, just myself.
Anyways, yeah, so I am going to be the guest. I'm going to interview myself, but it's not really an interview. It's just basically we're going back to old school. Do you have any like old school, like some old school hip hop, or we're just kind of like,
Hell yeah. Shit,
play some of that stuff. We're just kind of going back to Cali. Right?
When the la-la hits your lyrics, just pitch ya. And so hard that you can't
fit ya.
Either I'm with ya or against ya.
Fit ya.
Back
to Stitcher. Stitcher. See, that's good. All right, good. So now we got, cool. So we cleared the room. This is it. This is my podcast. And we're going to start random rants right now. And we're going to rant on the three different topics that Bok Choy mentioned. And it's time for what, dude?
It's time for rant number one, dude.
Grasselli. Grasselli, come on. We have my friend Grasselli here. She's going to do some verses right here. Tell them what's going on.
Hey.
She's going to do some verses for you guys. Turn a little lower. Kiara, turn a little lower.
Are you guys ready for the verse of the day? Woo! Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
There you go. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Give it up for Grasselli. All right. Cut some music. So what's rant one? We're going to fucking try our best. It's been a long time since I've been in the ring by my motherfucking self. Let's see how we go right here. So what's the rules here? Because it's different.
All right, Polly, there's no fucking guests here tonight. So you only get fucking 5 minutes.
No, dude. Usually I get 10 minutes.
Should we get 10 minutes?
Huh?
Nah, man. 6 minutes.
6 minutes. I can't have seven?
Nope. That's it. 6 minutes.
Okay, what's the rant? We're going to go.
So the first rant is going to be about Vegas recap. Much.
Okay, 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes to rant on that. Go,
yeah,
hit the bell.
Minutes.
Okay, let's, hurry. I gotta hit the fucking
bell. Go!
All right, anyways. So, it's been interesting, you know. I packed up my fucking, what is it called? What the fuck's it called? It's called a U-Haul.
A suitcase.
Yeah, a suitcase. Yeah, I packed up my suitcase about 3.5 months ago. And I just said, fuck it, I'm moving to Las Vegas. As you can tell by my fucking house, this is an old Las Vegas house. I moved into a very cool neighborhood. I walked in this house. My agent Alan found me this house. And I felt that my parents were in this house. And I felt that they said, what, Bok Choy?
That they're with you in spirit, man.
Yeah. So I feel like my parents are here because I, you know, it's a big deal to just all of a sudden pack up and leave. So I came to Las Vegas, and I really enjoyed myself. Vegas is very much spread out more than Los Angeles. There's no traffic here in Vegas. Because, all my times here in Vegas is always spent at the Wynn or the Venetian or the Cosmo, shit like that. And I've never really seen the community. Like, I'm out in the community of Vegas because a lot of people watching are the same thing as me. Kira, you've been here for how long?
18 years.
So
when I first moved here, I thought people lived in the casinos.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Right? And then Soo Lin.
I have been here for 10 years now.
10 years. And what's your experience being a resident of Las Vegas?
It's just nothing like what everybody imagines.
Tell us what it's about.
I mean, it's so much more residential. It's like you can just have a normal life in suburban areas if you want. And then you can also go to the casinos and have this amazing, glam, fabulous life all in one. So it's kind of everything.
Yeah, and you guys have lived here for a while, so you're residents of Las Vegas?
Yeah, I've been here about 2 years from Cali.
Yeah.
Same, 2 years.
About 2 years. All right. Well, that's it. So I've come out here. As you guys know, and I know, when you drive down the strip, you see all these different comedians. You got Carrot Top, or you got other performers. You got David Copperfield. You got, who else? Chris Angel, right? Excuse me, I have to burp one sec. Sorry. I had a New York bagel earlier. Anyways, so you see all these performers here. So my analogy was like, well, shit, if these guys have, I guess it's called a residency, right? Where they kind of have a deal at the hotels. So while I was here, I've been trying to do what?
Get a residency.
Trying to get a residency. Woo! Trying to, you know, get something so it kind of maybe keeps me off the road. So I hooked up with a friend of mine who's been here for a long time, a guy by the name of Larry Rudolph, who represents Britney Spears and also Steven Tyler. So he's very connected here in Las Vegas. So we've been talking to different hotels, trying to find what, Bok Choy?
Trying to find like a space, man, a venue.
A space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that I want to do it as much as those guys do it, but it'd be nice to have a home here in Vegas. And the thing that I really like about Vegas is, as you know, it kind of represents America. This is everyone from all over America. They come here to Las Vegas, and Pauly Shore, I think, represents what?
America, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. No. So, yeah, I represent America. A lot of the people that follow me are from the Midwest, Steak and Shake, the Waffle House, all that shit. So this is, you know, this was my thing. So I'm kind of in the middle of trying to find some sort of a home here. And if I don't find a home, that's what?
That's fine.
That's fine, because then I'll just go on stage at the Laugh Factory or Jimmy Kimmel's room or, you know, Brad Garrett has a room and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been circling, kind of looking for a residency. But if that doesn't work out, then I'll still perform here. Fuck. What the fuck, dude?
Time is up, man.
That's not 6 minutes.
That is 6 minutes.
I haven't fucking started the other parts of the rant.
I don't give a fuck. You got 6 minutes, man. That's it.
Shit.
This is my bell, man.
He's the guy with the rules.
All right, guys. It's time for rant number two, dudes.
Over here, Grisdelli. Here you go. Tell them what's up.
James 4:11. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Cut the music. All right. Well, that, I didn't really get to get into all the things. Bok Choy, that's what I was trying to tell you. I should probably have 10 minutes on these rants.
Nope. Hell no, man.
Fuck.
All right. For the next topic, it's all about comedy story documentaries. You got 6 minutes to rant, Pauly. That's it. Let's get ready to rant, though.
All right. Well, recently coming up right now is the Comedy Stores right here, which is my mom's club and my dad's club that started when I was just a baby. And they have a documentary film that's coming on Showtime. And it's pretty exciting. It's actually a 5-part series, and it starts premiering on Showtime, I think it's October 4th, and it's every week for the next 5 weeks. So let's give it, you know what I mean?
Exciting.
So you got everyone's in this. All right, you got everyone in the documentary. You got Chris Rock's in it, Jim Carrey's in it, myself is in it. You got David Letterman is in it. You got Jay Leno is in it. Mark Maron is in it. Joe Rogan's in it. I mean, it's a big, big show, and I'm really excited about that. I haven't really talked a lot about my childhood on Random Rants since I was kind of more like in LA when I was doing it, but people always seem to ask me there all the time, well, who the fuck babysat you in the comedy space? And I was just like, when I was a kid, because as a kid, I grew up around all these comedians, and it was very normal at the time, but the older I got and the more I got out into America, I realized it's not fucking normal at all. And I just thought it was very weird to have, like, you know, going downstairs and in the room that my mom's partying, and you got Richard Pryor, Robin Williams. Robin Williams actually used to pick up his check, his $25 check, at my mom's house when my mom had the Comedy Store office in the house. And he would show up, I swear to God, he would show up in his fucking Mork and Mindy outfit when I was a little kid, and he would see me, and he would go to me, he'd go, nanu, 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 nanu. And so I knew Robin growing up as a kid, and he was very close with my brother Scott. And mom had a Comedy Store down in La Jolla, which is a nice part of San Diego down there. And there used to be a Comedy Store there. And me, my brother Peter, my brother Scott, and Robin Williams used to always go on Scott's Hobie Cat out in San Diego. And that was pretty wild. So the different comedians that babysat me, they would take me to Little League. The director, Mike Binder, of the documentary I've known since I was a little kid, he would be on one side of the bleachers with David Letterman, Howie Mandel, all these different comedians. And on the other side would be my father, because my parents divorced when I was little. And next to my dad would be would be, who was it? It was Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan's son, Sam Dylan, used to play on my team. And Bob used to heckle his son. He'd be like, how does it feel to be thrown out at home? Do you have a car crash? Like a Rolling Stone. All right, there you go. And I also, as a kid, I went to Beverly Hills High School. So I dated girls from Marymount School, which was an all-girls school off of Sunset. And one of my girlfriends was a girl by the name of, her name was, shit, what the fuck was her name? I forgot her name. I think it was Karina. Well, either way, she was the daughter of Charles Bronson. I don't know if you guys remember all the Death Wish movies, Death Wish 1, 2, 3, and 4. Bok Choi, do you remember Death Wish movies?
Yeah, I love them.
You don't remember. What were they?
They're about horror movies, right?
No, they're not fucking horror movies.
Oh, shit.
Kira, do you know that?
Actually, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Charles Bronson, if you guys want to Google him, was before Clint Eastwood.
Oh, so
Clint Eastwood would be like, make my day. Charles Bronson... he was the gnarliest, craziest, like, you know what I mean? You know, he was like a vigilante. So he would kill, like, bad people in movies.
So and you're saying I should check it out?
If you want to go back to the original Clint Eastwood, you got Charles Bronson. So I dated the daughter of Charles Bronson, and that was one girl that I definitely wanted to bring home on time. You know what I mean? Because if you don't do that, then you're pretty fucked. And then I had to cough. I think I got COVID. I'm sorry, guys. Shit.
All right,
over. No, we're good.
Podcast over.
No, we're good. And my brother Peter was friends with Ryan O'Neill's kid, a guy by the name of Griffin O'Neill. Ryan O'Neill was married to Farrah Fawcett from Charlie's Angels. So as a kid, me and my brother Peter used to go to Griffin's house in Malibu, and we would see Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neill and all that stuff. So those are some of the growing up in Beverly Hills and kind of seeing that. Also, me and my friend John and Glenn, we used to steal frozen bananas from the banana hot dog vendor guy at T's Beach. Wait, what the fuck, dude?
Yo, time's up.
That is terrifying.
Yep. Yeah, but I should at least be able to finish my thought.
Nope. No chance, man.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway. So listen, fucking Michael Bay.
Hey, guys. It's time for rant
number three. Fuck you, fucking Bok Choi, piece of shit. Next time we do it. Grazielli, third verse. Next time we do the rants, we got to give me 10 minutes. Because I'm just getting going, you know? That was only 6. Okay.
Am I getting up on this? Really?
Yeah, go up on this chair.
Okay.
Make sure they can see you. Turn a little lower.
Hi. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
Yeah! Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bok Choi, number 3.
Whoa, guys. So the next rant, final rant, get out and vote. You got 6 minutes of rant, Polly. That's it. Let's get ready to rant, though.
So I'm a little bit nervous, I got to be honest, about voting. Because I watch the debates like all you knuckleheads. And, you know, if you do a mail-in ballot, they might throw it in the trash can. And if you go to vote, you might get beat up by the pretty boys. Are they the pretty boys?
No, man. It's Proud Boys.
The Proud Boys is, I guess, Donald Trump's crew. And they're like white supremacy people that are going to beat up people that go vote. I think like that. So anyways, so I'm a little bit nervous about that. So If you got to get out and vote. There is a presidential election right now. Usually I would not talk about politics because I'm not really the person that leans on one side or the other side. I don't really like giving my opinion about that. But my statement here on Pauly Show's Random Rants is I do not think that Donald Trump should be our president anymore, and I'll tell you why. I like watching him on TV, like you guys like watching him on TV. And I think he's great on TV, but I don't think he's what, Bok Choy?
He's not right for the presidency.
I don't think he's right for the presidency. I just don't. Cities are being burned up. Everyone's wearing masks. He almost got impeached. There's, everything is kind of like in turmoil, and it's on his watch. A lot of people are saying it's not his fault. I get what you're saying, but I also think that whoever the boss is in any restaurant or business, it always starts at the what? Top.
The top.
It starts at the top, right? Are you guys on gummies or shit? What the fuck's going on? Jesus Christ. You guys got to pay attention to my rants. So Joe Biden is our choice. Joe Biden, you got to give him a round of applause just because he's almost 80 years old. He's almost 80 years old. And Joe Biden, as you guys all know, does not want to run for president. The only reason why Joe Biden is running for president is what, you guys?
Because he wants to beat Trump.
Yeah, because he doesn't feel that Trump should be the president. So he's kind of doing what, Bok Choy?
He's taking one for a team, guys.
He's taking one for the team. And once Joe Biden becomes president, then he's probably going to just kind of, I don't want to say bow out, but kind of like step back, and he's going to have all of Obama's crew kind of take over, and Condoleezza Rice, who kind of looks like Obama a little bit, is going to kind of, I don't want to say make the rules or anything, but she's going to be part of the whole thing.
Biden's going to be the puppet.
Exactly. Biden, yeah, what do you think, right?
Yeah, he's going to be the puppet, and they're just going to be pulling the strings, and he's going to be the voice. The
yeah,
face.
But the main thing is, you guys, regarding Biden, he just has to live another 3 months. And I know I'm saying that, and I'm not saying that as a joke, but he is older, and you guys saw what happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What's her name?
RGB.
Yeah, she died, and because she died, all of a sudden Donald Trump is throwing in a very conservative kind of female judge who has how many kids?
Too many.
She's got like 17 kids. So you guys can speak on the behalf of this. And I'm not a woman, and I don't want to talk about abortion. What would you say if you found out that the government was telling you guys that you can't have an abortion?
F that. My body, my choice.
Really?
100%. It's not fair. That's like, what do they say? A man can make a woman, like so many women pregnant every single day. A woman can only get pregnant once every 9 months. So it's like the problem is really on the men getting the women pregnant, not, the, you know, like.
Yeah. But I mean, if you get like, for instance, Kira, say you go out to like Dre's, not that Dre's is open, but, you know, pretend it was open and you met some dude and he put it inside of you and you didn't really love him and you got pregnant and you wanted to get a what?
Abortion.
You wanted to get an abortion. Have you ever had an abortion? I know that's personal.
Yeah.
A lot?
I've had one.
Oh, just one? Would you have an abortion if I got you pregnant?
That'd be a plan B.
That's a rim shot. whatever that is. Anyways, if a girl got pregnant and then you're not allowed to have an abortion, then I guess you guys are going to figure out how to have an abortion anyways?
Well, back in the day, they used a coat hanger. You should buy stock in Plan B and give them out for free.
Yeah, should buy stock in Plan B. Anyways, so basically, I think Donald Trump is fun to watch, but I do not think that he should be our president. So here's what I'm going to do for all you Trump supporters out there, because I know you love your Donald Trump, because you just love him, because, you know, he's got his cool hairpiece, and he, you know, he does his, you know, his... all his antics, and he's like a wrestler. He's like a wild fucking wrestler. Here's what I'm going to do. And I've already kind of started the process, is that I'm friends with the dude that runs NBC. This is true, you guys. And his name is John Witherspoon. He's running the network. And I said to him, I said, listen, if I can make sure Trump doesn't get elected, will you guarantee that he will do Apprentice from Russia? So I was thinking maybe because Because all the lawyers and shit are going to come after him because of all the fucking corrupt shit that happened. But also, we want to continuously watch him on TV. So NBC has guaranteed him 10 episodes on fucking Apprentice Russia.
Yo.
Russia.
6 minutes, Polly.
Okay, here we go. Don't play that song yet. We're going to just keep going. All right, guys. We're switching it up. This is called Random Rants. There's no fucking things happening here. Anyways. The one thing that he keeps pushing that I don't particularly like is America first. I don't like that because I think everyone's first. I think the world is first. I miss France. I miss Amsterdam. I miss Italy. I want to travel the world. But because Donald Trump is my fucking president, I would get spit on by right now by fucking people. Oh, you're fucking da-da-da-da. Like that would probably happen. So my thought is that we're all together. America's not number one. I think the world is number one. Kind of going back to the old days. So I don't know if you guys remember back when we were kids, there was a song that Quincy Jones did, Michael Jackson did, Lionel Richie did, Cyndi Lauper did. And it wasn't about America number one. It was about the world being number one. And Kira, I wanted to tee this up for you. We are the world. We need to start holding hands and being one, you guys. Play the song, please.
We are the world.
Remember this, you guys? Remember how life was back then? There was no coronavirus. There was no people rioting the streets. There was no impeachment. It was just fun. Everyone's doing coke, right? Or drinking or smoking weed or... And I think we are the world, guys, so... I want to bring everyone up. Bok Choy, James, girls, come out. Caselli. Here we go. Everybody, come on, get up off the couches at home. Everybody, sing along. We're standing our own. Everybody, come closer. It's true. We make a better day. Just you and I. Everybody. We are the world. Come on, everybody. We are the children. We are the ones that make a brighter day. So let's get... Here, give us a verse right here. Come on, give us a verse. Right here, babe. Yeah, right here, give us a verse.
Wait, there or there?
No, right here.
I don't have a verse, but I'm Republican and pro-life and... Thank you.
Give it up for Christelle. You want to say something to them? We are the world. I know you're Asian, so you probably get racism thrown in your life sometimes. So tell them about there's no race. We're one race, human race. Come on, from the heart.
Microphone.
And wait. Say it in Vietnamese. Dude, speak to your people. Because your people are what sometimes?
Racist.
They're racist. Anyway. Yeah, tell them to stop being that way.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Why? I'm eating.
Here you go, James. Gracelli, come with us.
I'm a conservative black and I'm voting for Donald Trump. I don't endorse none of this shit.
Okay, thanks. Girls, you want to say something? About keeping us all together. Here we go.
We just love you guys. Let's all just spread some love and stop the hate.
Kira.
Just never forget we are all one and one is all.
And I want to thank you guys all for hanging out with me tonight and giving me your time and your love. And all the beautiful people out there in America. We are not just America. We're the world. So... We want to travel the world, and we want the world to travel to us. So let's try to get through this time, and let's chill the fuck. And thank you guys for coming today. Thank you. Thank you, guys.